medal to the 77th and last Academy Awards. So great night tonight. We have like 4 black nominees tonight. So Cray, it's kind of like the Deaf Oscar Jam tonight. Now, remember when you were a kid and every movie was incredible? Every movie was magic? Oh, they were all great. Then you grow up and you watch some of those same movies and you're like, Rocky V sucks. Now, I love the Oscars. You know why I love the Oscars? Because the Oscars are the only show, the only award show where the people getting awards don't perform. That's right. There's no acting at the Oscars. None at all. If you go to the Grammys, they're singing. You go to the Tony Awards, they singing and dancing. You go to the Source Awards, they singing, dancing, and shooting, okay? But there's no acting at the Oscars at all. Can I get a little acting? Just a to be or not to be, a Morgan Freeman do a shampoo commercial, something, right? Like, the only acting you ever see at the Oscars is when people act like they're not mad they lost. Like, I remember one year when Halle Berry won the Oscar, Nicole Kidman was smiling so wide, she should have won an Emmy at the Oscars for her great performance. I was like, if you'd have done that in the movie, you would have won an Oscar, girl. But I love the movies. I love all the movies. I love the good ones and the bad ones, okay? You ever see a movie so bad that you question the actor's finances? Like, I saw this movie Boat Trip the other day, and I immediately sent Cuba Gooding a check for $80. Now, you figure, why don't some movies work? Well, because the studios make them too fast, okay? If you can't get a star, wait. Just wait. And they like to say, oh, there's 100 stars out tonight. No, there's not. There's only 4 real stars, and the rest are just popular people, okay? Like Clint Eastwood's a star. That's a star, okay? Clint Eastwood is a star, okay? All right? Tobey Maguire is just a boy in tights, okay? Okay? If you can't get a star, wait. If you want Tom Cruise and all you can get is Jude Law, wait. It's not the same thing, okay? Who is Jude Law? Why is he in every movie I have seen the last 4 years? He's in everything. Even the movies he's not acting in. If you look at the credits, he made cupcakes or something. He's in everything. He's gay, he's straight, he's American, he's British. Next year he's playing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the movie. If you can't get a star, wait, okay? If you want Russell Crowe and all you can get is Colin Farrell, wait. It's not the same thing, okay? Alexander's not Gladiator, okay? Ja Rule's not Tupac, you got that? I love Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe, to me, is one of the greatest actors in the world, okay? I think all period pieces should star Russell Crowe. Everything. If you're doing a movie about the past, you best to get Russell's ass, okay? I don't care if you're making a movie about 3 weeks ago, you need to get Russell Crowe. Because Russell will do the research about 3 weeks ago. He'll cut his hair like 3 weeks ago. He will walk like 3 weeks ago. He will talk like 3 weeks ago. And you'll close your eyes and you'll listen and go, that sounded like 3 weeks ago. If you can't get a star, wait, okay? If you want Denzel and all you can get is me, wait. Okay? Right? Denzel's a fine actor, okay? He would never make Pootie Tang. You got that? You know, after I made Pootie Tang, Cuba Gooding sent me a check for $80. Now, this year in Hollywood, some of the most controversial movies no one wanted to make, man. Some of the best movies of the year nobody wanted to make, man. You know, one of my favorite movies this year was Fahrenheit 9/11. Fahrenheit 9/11 was beautiful. Michael Moore did not get nominated for an Oscar, okay? Right now, Michael Moore's going, I should have just made Super Size Me. I've done the research. Hey, Hey, you know, a lot of people like to bash Bush. I'm not going to bash Bush here tonight. I saw Fahrenheit 9/11. I think Bush is a genius. I think Bush did some things this year nobody in this room could do. Nobody in this room could pull off, okay? Because Bush basically reapplied for his job this year. Now, can you imagine applying for a job, and while you're applying for that job, as a movie in every theater in the country that shows how much you suck at that job? It'd be hard to get hired, wouldn't it? But I watched Fahrenheit. I learned some stuff, man. And Bush did some things you could never get away with at your job, man. Never, ever, ever. You know, when Bush got in the office, they had a surplus of money. Now there's like a $70 trillion deficit. Now, just imagine you worked at the Gap. You closing out your register and it's $70 trillion short. The average person would get in trouble for something like that, right? Not Bush, no. Then he started a war. That's cool, support the troops, he started a war. Now, just imagine you worked at the Gap. You're $70 trillion behind on your register, and then you start a war with Banana Republic. Because you say they got toxic tank tops over there. You have the war, people are dying, 1,000 Gap employees are dead. That's right, bleeding all over the khakis. You finally take over Banana Republic, and you find out they never made tank tops in the first place. Yeah, man. Another movie nobody wanted to make this year, another movie nobody wanted to make was a big religious movie, Passion of the Christ, man. That's right, Passion of the Christ. I saw Passion of the Christ. Not that funny, really. Nobody wanted to make Passion of the Christ, man. Come on, they made 6 police academies and can't make 1 Passion of the Christ. They had no problem making Hellboy, but made Passion of the Christ. That means Jude Law could get in a club easier than Mel Gibson and Jesus. But at least here's one thing. You know, I can relate because, you know, a lot of Jewish people were offended by Passion of Christ. A lot of Jewish people were mad about Passion of Christ. And I could relate because I had to deal with a movie called Soul Plane this year. I will trade you Passion of the Christ for Soul Plane any day of the week, okay? See, at least they make movies for white people to enjoy. Real movies with plots, with actors, not rappers, with real names. Catch Me If You Can. You know, like Saving Private Ryan. Black movies don't have real names. You get names like Barbershop. That's not a name, that's just a location. Barbershop, Cookout, Car Wash. They've been making the same movie for 40 years. That's right. You know Laundromat's coming soon. And after that, check cash in place. All right. Before we start the show, I just want to send some love out to all our troops fighting all over the world for freedom right now. That's right. Let's send it out to the troops. Now, our first presenter is an Academy Award winner for her role in Monsters Ball and will next be seen in the eagerly awaited Catwoman 2. Give it up for Halle Berry.